I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They asked people how much money it would take them to give up different online things like Google, Facebook, YouTube.
Wow. Okay.
Because if you think about it, Google would be tough to give up.
We use it every day. And how many times a day do you Google? I mean, I'm at least five things a day I Google.
Okay, I would say I might be that, if not more.
I know, right? I just Google everything.
Especially when you have kids and they're asking you questions like, you know, who was Napoleon? You're like, hey, Siri, who was Napoleon?
It's that ice cream in the grocery store that's chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
Yeah. It's super good, too.
I do that at homework all the time.
Yeah. So they said it would take us almost $20,000 a year before we would give up Google.
Wow. Yeah.
Or any other search engine. So you couldn't like just say, oh, well, I'll go to Bing or whatever.
And that's the same for Google Maps?
Include Google Maps in that. I don't know if they actually, they do, the maps are separate.
Okay.
But they said that's about worth $50 a day to us to have that. I don't know if it's worth $50 a day to me.
I think I could do it.
I think I would rather go ahead and just pay on the days I needed it and save up some. I'll be like, we'll do your homework tomorrow, son.
Your grades don't matter, all right?
Well, they can search. Yeah. You're the one being paid not to be on Google. Let your son search.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about it. I figured your whole house was just cut off for a day. Kind of like if you were paying for a utility.
Yeah.
They said that we would have to do about $8,000 a year or $23 a day to give up email. I'd be willing to give up email a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Because that's usually work.
How much spam do you get and go through? Like, how many spam emails do you get a day?
I got four just this morning. One's from Dave Jackson.
That's our boss.
Another one's from Steve Sinicroppi.
That's another boss.
And another one's from Devin.
That's another.
She works in sales. Yeah. I mean, all the spam email keeps coming in, and they want me to do stuff.
I just delete it.
Do you block all the emails, though, the spam emails that you get? Because I bet I get
it's
at least
pointless.
125
You know they
a
use
day.
A million different ways to hide that and make it look different every time.
Well, my work account, I get several from there. But my personal email address, I probably get two a week.
Wow, that's where I get 125.
What is your personal email address?
Gmail. It's Gmail.
No, but what is it?
Don't
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Oh, because I'm going to sign you up for a bunch of crap so you'll show up.
That's what it is with me. You sign me up to do Cecil B. calls and the Delma calls.
I get
100 emails a day.
I feel bad about that.
And I hate when you go to unsubscribe. Next thing you know, you got even more coming.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, there's a real person on that email. Let's send out this email.
But I will tag it as spam if it comes into my mailbox.
Yeah, on Gmail, you can get it to try to watch for it, but they just change the email address when they do it the next time.
But I'm good about it.
Okay, if we were going to give up our mapping apps, Cato, they're worth about $10 a day to us. I'd put them higher, man.
Yeah.
I can barely get to the grocery store without pulling up Google Maps.
And you've gone there several times.
Oh, many. YouTube, they said about $3 a day. Now, my kids would feel differently about that.
I agree.
They live on YouTube. Netflix was included in that. My wife would not let me give up Netflix, not even for $3 a day.
Well, and YouTube, I mean, there's so many times you're just having a down day, and you need that cat video to just make you feel happy.
And then they said we would give about $500 or $600 a year to give up Facebook. So it would take that. That's only worth $1.58 a day to us.
Yeah.
So we're willing to throw away Facebook for, I don't believe that. I see too many people living on there that are either image casting their lives or reading other people's lives and trying to feel better about themselves. I think they like it better than they realize.
For me, it would have been more a while back, but now when it's so much political hate, I'd give it up for nothing.
I'd pay more for the political hate now.
No. You know what? I got sucked into the Facebook hole last night. And, you know, you go looking at one person's story, and before you know it, you're looking at, their friends and their friends and so on and
you're
so on.
You're looking at people you don't even know.
I know. I'm like, what am I doing here?
I don't know, but don't accidentally tap like on a picture because you're,
I'm stalking them. And it's late at night, and you know, your cell phone's kind of small, and before you know it, I like three people.
All right.
I don't even know.
So here's the crazy thing. This is the lowest one on the list. It's only worth 46 cents a day to people.
What?
Streaming music. The reason people said they wouldn't pay that much for it is they can already get it free on the radio.
Yeah, so true. It's
a good thing we don't charge, though.
Well, you know what, you do get it free on the radio, but you have to put up with us, so you kind of pay in some way.
Well, if we were able to charge 46 cents a day, we would all be very poor.
Yes, okay.
I'm like, oh, wow, how much do you make? Oh, I make 46 cents a day. I make about $150 a year.
That would be split four ways, though.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no. Somebody's got to go.
Yeah, we
got
to talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.